Chapter 29 Sanctuary Moon of Endor. Shuttle Reveille on Approach. The forest stretched for countless kilometers in every direction, but below was a clearing broad enough to house several sports complexes, and at its center was a huge sheet of durasteel, curved like the roof of a prefabricated building, burned through in places by the violence of uncontrolled atmospheric entry. Elsewhere rusted in spots the size of whole freighters. Nearly 40 years earlier, it had been cast off the second Death Star when that vessel exploded. It had come to ground here, crushing and igniting all life beneath it, creating a clearing where before there had been tall trees. Now, decades later, grasses, flowers, and vines grew around the relic. But trees were slow in returning to the once-burned spot. Cial Antilles, at the pilot's controls, banked the shuttle over the site, taking note of objects and living things on the ground. The Millennium Falcon, half protruding from the shadow of the giant metal plate, X-wings, shuttles, Jedi, droids, Ewoks. The Ewoks clambered on the vehicles, climbed the curved slopes of the Death Star remnant. Some had constructed sleds of wood planks and leather, and now they rode the sleds down the smoother, unrusted slopes of the metal plate. Cial whistled.
"What a relic! If my sister Miri were here, she'd be cutting 3-centimeter squares off that thing and selling them as souvenirs. Get your own piece of history. Own a part of the second Death Star."
General Selchu, relaxing in the co-pilot's seat, offered a noncommittal, "Ah." Cial glanced at him, remembering, too late as usual, that her words might dredge up bad memories. Tycho's world of Alderaan had been destroyed by the first Death Star, at the precise moment he was in live holocom contact with his family on that planet. He had been part of the mission to destroy the second Death Star, flying a first-generation A-wing into the gigantic vehicle's superstructure. Had his skills and reflexes been just a touch less brilliant in those days, his A-wing and his bones might now be lying beneath that wreckage. She winced.
"I'm sorry. Was that stupid of me?"
Absently, he shook his head. "No. But your comment about your sister made me think..."
"Yes?"
"Maybe we could get a cutting torch and pick up a few square meters of it before the shuttle heads back to Coruscant." She grinned. Moments later, following the landing beacon being transmitted to her, she brought the Reveille down to a smooth, wings-up landing near the Millennium Falcon. A quick post-flight checklist later, she, Tycho, and their passenger stood at the top of the boarding ramp. As the ramp lowered, it revealed the face of the uniformed man standing below. Tycho leaned over to whisper in her ear, "Antilles, you're off duty."
"Thank you, sir."
The ramp touched down, and she ran down its length, throwing herself into the arms of the man waiting there.
"Daddy!"
Luke grinned at, but otherwise ignored, the Antilles reunion, and waited for General Selchu to descend. Tycho came down the ramp, accompanied by a man who was decidedly unmilitary, a bit paunchy, black-bearded, dressed in plain black trousers, and a shirt printed with the vista of a volcanic world. In fact, it was more than printed. As Luke watched, one of the volcanoes seemed to erupt, silently spewing smoke and lava up from belly level to nearly the height of the man's collar. Tycho shook Luke's hand.
"Grandmaster Skywalker, allow me to introduce..."
"Dr. Saya!"
Ben trotted up, a hand extended to the black-haired man.
"I'm surprised you're not dead or something."
Saya smiled.
"Good to see you, Ben. You've gotten taller."
"Good."
Ben turned to his father.
"Dr. Saya is the man who briefed me on Centerpoint Station. He's a gravitic physicist and spy."
Saya shook Luke's hand in turn.
More successful as a physicist than a spy, I suppose. Which is why I'm here.
Tycho nodded.
Dr. Saya is on Colonel Solo's arrest, interrogate, and execute list. For presumed treason. Which I know to be incorrect. I picked him up just before the GAG goons came for him. He's been in safe houses since, but it's hard to keep him out of sight of Solo's investigators.
Ben wrinkled his nose.
I can totally see that, considering how he dresses.
Tycho smiled.
Grandmaster, I was hoping we could leave him with you.
Luke snorted, amused.
At least you have the courtesy to identify your spies when you try to place them with us.
Deadpan, Tycho nodded.
Galactic Alliance Intelligence. We're the courteous alternative.
Luke stepped aside and gestured for the newcomers to precede him.
Let's get you some food and calf. Then we can talk.
Wedge decided that the group Luke led through the Death Star wreckage was a mob, and it was perhaps the most dangerous mob within 500 light-years. Following him and Luke were Han and Leia, Jaina and Zek, Sial, Tycho, Saba Sabatine, and Corran Horn, Ben and Kyle Katarn, who trailed the pack but otherwise seemed to be moving well. Luke chose a shady spot beneath an overhang of Death Star Hall. He spread out his cloak on the bare dirt there and sat, gesturing for Han and Leia to join him. The others sat on Jedi cloaks or the bare ground. Without preamble, Luke began.
I've had a brief talk with General Selchew here, and I'm going to go over some points he made and some other details that have come up recently. Together, we're going to make some decisions about a course of action.
Wedge saw Saba Sabatine nod approvingly. Luke gestured at Tycho. The general came here to make an official request by the GA government that the Jedi Order return to the Galactic Alliance fold, as is our sworn duty. Wedge grinned.
5 credits says the invitation came only from Admiral Neothel, and that Colonel Solo had no part in it.
There were no takers. Wedge continued.
I think I need to put Tycho's presence here in perspective. All this is speculation on my part, but I speculate pretty well. Tycho wouldn't have asked for this meeting on his own initiative, because he doesn't represent the GA in these matters. But he hasn't once suggested that he's here on behalf of his boss, Admiral Neothel. Which means he's here with either her overt or tacit approval, representing her interests as Joint Chief of State of the GA. If anything goes wrong with this mission, he and his career go up in a flash of smoke, but it's something that has to be done. And now he's not going to say anything, because he can offer neither confirmation nor denial of what I've just said.
He grinned at his old friend. Tycho's jaw worked for a moment, then set. He contented himself merely with glaring at Wedge. Luke grinned.
I said no to General Selchew's request, for the simple reason that any action that puts the order under the command of, or potentially at the mercy of, Jason Solo is an unacceptable one, particularly after what happened at Ossus. My position remains that we serve the GA best by determining the course of action that is best for everyone, and then implementing it, at least until such time as the GA Chief of State's office can be considered trustworthy again. There were nods from all around the assembly.
Let me make this clear, though.
Luke fixed Tycho with his gaze. We serve the Galactic Alliance. When Jason Solo is no longer a factor, we will return our seat of authority to Coruscant. We retain trust in Admiral Neothel.
Tycho nodded. I understand and appreciate that. But once I file my report with her, there's always the chance that Colonel Solo will gain access to it, and learn that you're now stationed on Endor.
by the time you get back to Coruscant, we won't be on Endor any longer. Luke looked among the others. Now, in the spirit of serving the Alliance, at least what we want the Alliance to be, and of serving the greater good, we're going to sketch out our next operation, which in part will be to rescue Alana, Chumda of the Hapes Consortium and daughter of Tenel Ka, from captivity at the hands of Jason Solo. Tycho raised a hand. Yes, General?
Let me see if I understand this. You're going to help the Alliance this way.
Tycho began counting items off on his fingers.
First, you return the Chumda to the Queen Mother. Second, the Queen Mother again, who by now must hate Jason Solo absolutely, turns her fleets against him and the GA. Third, the Confederation, at that point stronger than the Alliance, conquers the Alliance. Fourth,
he paused as if confused.
There is no fourth.
Luke smiled.
I left out a detail.
Ah, good. I was worried there.
The Corellians just used Center Point Station to destroy elements of the Second Fleet. They also tried to kill Jason. Now, thinking the way Jason does, the way he must, it's inconceivable that he would not make an all-out effort to capture the station and have in his possession the most powerful weapon in the galaxy. We're not going to let the Corellians have it, and we're not going to let Jason have it. We're going to destroy it, probably at the same time Jason mounts his operation to capture it. Tycho shook his head.
So you continue to deprive us of the Hapen fleets, and you deprive us of Center Point Station.
No. We give the Queen Mother the right, her right, to negotiate the terms under which her fleets will be used by the Alliance, and we deprive the Confederation of Center Point Station. This will result in a morale blow to the Confederation and will cost them allies. If the Hapens stay out of it, the two sides remain roughly equal for now. If Admiral Neothel can stuff Jason into a box, the Hapens return to the Alliance fold, and the Alliance is suddenly the stronger side. The General continued to look unhappy.
There are a lot of ifs in that plan, Grandmaster.
True.
How do you intend to do it?
Luke glanced toward Kyle Katarn for a moment. It's inevitable that Jason will command the mission to Center Point Station himself. We've managed to plant a tracer beacon on him, and he still apparently hasn't detected it. Sadly, it's very short range, but if we can keep stealth X's in rotation near the Anakin Solo, we can detect when the mission starts. It would be better if we had a longer-range tracer, but we'll use what we have. Then, Leia, looking curiously guilty, interrupted.
Actually, there's a full-power holocom beacon on Jason's ship. Zek planted it. He also disabled their tractor beam, partly to allow us to escape, and partly to give the ship mechanics some sabotage to detect and repair, so that they would miss the more subtle addition to their holocom system.
Luke looked between Leia and Zek. When was this? Zek shrugged.
When we raided to get the information on Brescia Cio's asteroid from his shuttle memory.
It would have been useful to have known this earlier. Han shifted, uncomfortable.
We've been busy putting out fires.
Luke sighed, then continued.
With our new fancy holocom beacon on the Anakin Solo, we detect when Jason begins his operation and jump to Corellia.
General Selchu brought us an expert who can help us figure out how to destroy it.
That's not what I brought him for.
Regardless, he was willing to help blow it up once. He'll be willing to help blow it up a second time.
Luke shrugged apologetically and moved on. Meanwhile, we send a unit of Jedi aboard the Anakin Solo to distract Jason. and to retrieve the Chumda.
How do you plan to get them aboard?
Han sounded dubious.
I kind of doubt the old love commander trick will work a second time.
Luke looked at Tycho. General, when you arrived, your shuttle transceiver broadcast what I assumed was a false registration and identity. I also assume that it's capable of broadcasting a registration and identity consistent with General Selchu of Starfighter Command. Tycho nodded.
Of course.
Luke spread his palms.
There you have it.
We go in on General Selchu's shuttle.
Slowly, Tycho shook his head.
Much as I personally might want you to succeed in this, I sort of have to say no. Duty and officers' oaths and all that. You understand.
Oh, that's right.
Luke turned to Wedge.
Could I trouble you to set your blaster on stun and point it at the other general?
No, not really.
Please?
Wedge sighed.
I'm not going to point a blaster at my best friend. Plus, his pilot will be obliged to jump in the way or do something equally noble and foolish. I'm not going to point a blaster at my little girl.
Thank you, Daddy.
Wedge thought about it.
I do have a solution, though.
He pointed his forefinger at Tycho, aligning his thumb straight up.
Imagine that's a blaster.
Wait a second.
He adjusted an imaginary knob on his thumb.
Had to make sure it was on stun.
Tycho looked at his hand.
I'm imagining that it's a Blastech DL-18.
Wedge shrugged.
An adequate choice, under these circumstances.
Maybe. If we'd all imagined that it was a DL-44, big and imposing, I might actually be intimidated.
A DL-18 is barely worth surrendering to.
Sial shook her head, her expression sad. Luke began looking from face to face as he spoke. Wedge, handpick a starfighter squadron. We'll use it to chase the shuttle to safety aboard the Anakin Solo, then to support any operation against Centerpoint Station. I'll lead a unit of Jedi to assault Jason. Our job will be to take him out, if possible, and to distract him from the rescue operation in any case. Han, Leia, I want you to lead the expedition to rescue the Chumda. Master Katarn, I want you in reserve for extraction of the assault and rescue teams. Dr. Saya and our scientific staff will come up with the best ways to destroy Centerpoint Station. Ben, owing to your experience there, I want you on that mission.
Ben shook his head.
I'll be more useful accompanying you aboard the Anakin Solo.
How do you figure that?
Because with both of us boarding, Jason will conclude that we're there to kill him. It will help keep him from guessing that Alana is the mission's real goal. And he won't be wondering where I am or what I'm up to.
Luke gave his son a close look.
And will diversion be your genuine intent? Not revenge?
Yes, Grandmaster.
All right, then.
Luke rose, prompting the others to do the same. He turned to Tycho.
General, I'm sorry about imprisoning you and your pilot, and stealing your shuttle, and exposing you to Ewoks again, and such.
Tycho shrugged.
I acknowledge that, from your perspective, you have to keep me a prisoner until your operation begins, to keep me from doing my duty and alerting the Alliance.
Yes?
There's no reason why you couldn't take me with you to Colonel Solo's action against Corellia, put me in the cockpit of a starfighter, and let me make my way home from there. After I fly around getting a good look at everything, that is.
Good point, Luke nodded. We may do that. And your pilot?
Oh, you don't have to imprison her at all.
Tycho reached into his tunic pocket.
Wedge's forefinger dug into Tycho's ribs. No tricks.
Tycho grinned and passed Luke a data card. In our ongoing effort to maintain cordial relations with the Jedi Order, and thus affect your rapid return to the Galactic Alliance, I present you with our special envoy, Captain Sial Antilles, who will remain with you and communicate with my office whenever you permit.
Sial's jaw dropped. Wait, what?
Tycho fixed her with a stern look.
This assignment is no milk run, Antilles. This is a tricky diplomatic mission with a lot at stake, and just trying to keep up with the Jedi can get you killed. But if you help keep the Alliance and the Jedi in touch, if you keep them talking, you'll be making a big difference in this war.
Wedge looked proud and reflective.
I was years older than you when I became an ambassador for the first time. Remember that, Tycho? How did we get through that assignment anyway?
Pretty much we opened fire on everyone who disagreed with us. Wedge nodded and turned to his daughter.
When all else fails, just do that.